It's Monday, December 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 300 boys were kidnapped last weekend from a secondary school in Kankara, Nigeria, and are being held by their Muslim captors in a forest, reports International Christian Concern. In an interview with BBC Hausa, the governor said, quote, "They are in Zamfara forests. We are negotiating with the kidnappers to ensure the release of the abducted students," end quote. The kidnappers released an audio tape saying they wanted to see Islam adhered to in the strictest form. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Mark 10, verse 14. In an interview with Newsmax TV last Thursday, retired general and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn said President Donald Trump could seize the voting machines that rigged the election.
Number one, President Trump won on the 3rd of November. He needs to appoint a special counsel immediately. He needs to seize all of these Dominion and these other voting machines that we have across the country. He needs to go ahead and prioritize by state and probably by county. In Antrim County, Michigan, Fulton County, Maricopa County, as an example, these machines are clearly, there is a foreign influence that is tied to this system, and it goes back to China, likely goes to Russia, likely goes to Iran. We know that Venezuela has participated in the development of these machines. We cannot allow this election and the integrity of our election to go the way it is. I mean, he could immediately, on his order, seize every single one of these machines around the country within the swing states.
General Flynn insisted that Trump could ask the military to intervene.
If he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done. Martial law has been instituted 64 times.
Flynn is especially upset with the Supreme Court.
I don't believe that the Supreme Court of the United States has even looked at the merit of any of the cases that have been put forward yet. That's unsatisfactory. This is an unprecedented time. It's a crucible moment in our history. We should expect much more out of the Supreme Court.
Because of the landmark upcoming election in Georgia that will decide which party holds the U.S. Senate, Created Equal, a pro-life group, will be flying a massive airplane tow banner depicting a baby killed by abortion over several Georgia cities. This is the last effort in Created Equal's 2020 Vote Anti-Abortion Tour, which traveled to multiple swing states. The airplane banner encourages the public to, quote, "vote anti-abortion," end quote, while displaying a 15-week aborted child. The airplane will visit Columbus on December 31st, Augusta on January 1st, and Atlanta on January 4th. The banner will fly over the city twice each day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again from 2 to 6 p.m. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." And finally, in response to my Generations Radio Family Christmas Project Challenge on December 8th, Rich and Jessica Royal in Helena, Montana wrote me. Instead of singing Christmas carols just to their neighbors, they kicked it up a notch and sang carols in front of their local abortion mill. Mrs. Royal explained how it all came together.
I'm on the Pro-Life Action League email list. So I got an email saying, "Will you have a Peace in the Womb Caroling Day at your local Planned Parenthood?" I felt like, I'm way too busy for that. I have 2 weddings and 3 showers to host in the next few weeks, and I can't do that. But the Lord would not let it go on my heart, so I had to say yes. We put it out there on the Montana Pro-Life Facebook page. I made up a little 2-sided page of traditional Christmas carols. We were located about 15 feet from the front door of Planned Parenthood so that those inside could hear us singing the Christmas carols. We had a wonderful time of praising the Lord in song.
While they were singing, a young woman in her 20s and her boyfriend walked past them, making a beeline for the abortion mill door.
They seemed to have trouble opening the door because they were at the door for, it seemed like, a long time.
Perhaps the Lord providentially delayed them from going inside to give them one last chance to change their minds. 9-year-old Dahlia Royal was just as passionate as her mother.
I think it was important to sing Christmas carols at the abortion clinic, and we were hoping that they would change their mind and not kill their babies.
And 16-year-old Thomas Royal put their Christmas family project into clear perspective.
I think it was important that our family sang Christmas carols at the abortion clinic because being there and shining a light is just being an example of what we believe in. We believe abortion is murder, so we want them to choose life, especially as we celebrate the birth of our Savior this Christmas. We just want to be a light and encouragement in a dark world we live in.
Mrs. Royal was glad that the whole family took a stand, including 14-year-old Amos, 11-year-old Larissa, and 7-year-old Lindy Sue.
I believe that as a believer, we are to stand up for the rights of those who cannot stand up for themselves. I think it's our duty to go there and be a peaceful presence. So this was just a Christmas way of being a peaceful presence. I wish I had a big sign that said peace in the womb. I was thankful we went and shined the light of Christ in a very dark place.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.